Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Rose sent us a little message. I have a coworker that really needs a phone tap.
Mm-hmm.
Just call this restaurant at this time mm-hmm. and ask for Tracy. Mm-hmm. She's a good sport. I think it's going to be hilarious.
And look, Tracy didn't deserve any of this.
No, and she doesn't need a phone tap.
No one needs a phone tap, do they? But look, Robert Hassenpepper, sorry, Dr. Robert Hassenpepper needs to help a patient out. And this is your phone tap.
This is Tracy. How can I help you?
Hi, Tracy. Dr. Robert Hassenpepper here. I'd like to make a reservation for Saturday.
Sure, I can help with that. What time did you want to come in?
Will 8 o'clock work?
Okay, let me just double check. Yep, we could do that. How many people in your party?
Well, just be the two of us.
Okay, so 2 for 8 on Saturday. Okay, we'll see you then.
Hang on just a sec. I have a couple other requests I'd like to add to your reservation.
Sure. Is this like a birthday party or, you know, something along those lines?
Well, not exactly. So here's the thing. I'm a therapist, and I'm coming in with one of my patients.
Okay.
Now, as part of his treatment, I could really use your help.
I'm not sure if I'm following here. What exactly do you need me to do?
Well, you see, my patient thinks he's a big celebrity. He thinks he's famous, and he expects to be treated as such, and gets really upset when people don't act like he's important.
And you want to bring him here?
Well, that's the plan, yes. He's not dangerous now, and obviously the long-term idea is to cure him of this, but for now, just need to have him experience the full celebrity treatment. So we need to kind of support him in this and have him spend the evening as if he really is a famous celebrity, and then we'll gradually, you know, pull back in the other direction.
That doesn't seem right.
Oh, I'm sorry. What medical school did you go to?
Oh, God!
I didn't go to medical school.
Okay, then. So if I could have a couple of people when we get there pose as, say, paparazzi, maybe taking pictures as we walk in, that'd be great.
Wow. All right.
Okay, and you'll be at the host stand, right, Tracy?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So same thing for you. Just act really impressed that he came to your restaurant. You know, ask him for maybe a selfie or maybe an autograph.
Okay, so I just ask him for his autograph.
Oh, yes. We want to make him feel like a celebrity. You know, feed his delusion. So thank you so much for that. Now, he's read stories about James Corden getting in trouble at a restaurant recently. You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw that. I mean, I guess he wasn't very nice to some servers.
Right, right. So my patient will probably do something similar. I'm not saying he will, but he may send his food back. He might yell at a server, might even throw food. I'm not really even sure. He's just kind of unpredictable. You know, just tell him to play along and treat him like they would treat any huge celebrity. You know, apologize for things, maybe offer him free food. You know, you get the idea.
Hold on. No, absolutely not. No.
Hang on. I don't understand.
No, I'm not going to let you bring someone in here that you know is going to be mean, going to be violent to the staff. I mean, just find another place to bring your patient. And I think the whole idea is screwy.
I'm sorry. What do you mean by that?
I mean, you're right. I didn't go to medical school, but even I can tell that if somebody has a goofy delusion, you don't support that type of behavior.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I figured it was worth a try, though.
To bring him here and have us pretend he's a titled movie star.
Oh, no, not a movie star. I mean, an even bigger jerk than that. I was going to have you pretend that he was someone from, you know, the radio. Oh, yeah, like Kelly Kay or Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. You know, the jerks who do the phone taps and prank people on the radio.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. No.
Hey, Tracy. Hi there. It's Ben and Kelly. And
hi.
You're on DJX.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. Oh, my God.
For the record, I always act like that every time I go on D.
For sure.
I'm rude to everybody. I'm sending it all back, and I'm asking for it for free.
Oh, you did good, Tracy. You did
good. Yeah, you know what? She is smarter than the average bear. Like, she's, you know what? I don't have a medical degree, but I'm pretty sure you don't feed into delusions.
Mr.
Yeah. Yeah, doctor, if that is even your real name, right? Exactly. That is your phone tap.